brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
Hi, I'm Scott Spielen.
Hi, I'm Tonto. No, I'm kidding. I'm Shilpa Reggae.
Chase.
Jevron Thomas.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
I thought of this today. I thought it was like really stupid, so I was going to say it, but I think we should abolish the nickel and keep the penny. You know?
Yeah. What?
Like, because, like, I kind of like the whole, like, when something's, like, something 99, you know what I mean? Like, a $4.99 deal or whatever. Like, I do like that. Or, like, a $9.99. But, like, if you'd abolish the penny, like, you're getting rid of that. And I feel like you'd save just as much, if not more. Because have you seen a nickel? Like, they're thick compared to a penny. Like, so I feel like you're going to save a lot on the nickel. So then you just make more pennies. And then people, like, have to just use the pennies. Like, I hate when people, like, try to cop out of a penny usage. I'm like, no, put down the penny. Anyway.
That might make more sense than it seems, because I think they use nickel in like electric vehicle batteries and stuff. I don't know if they use copper for anything important.
I will say that I like Lincoln as a president a lot more.
Exactly.
For various reasons. So, yeah, I would say the penny's good to stay.
Yeah.
Penny's good to stay with me. Dude, it's the only penny. It's the only coin of color.
Hot take, I'm flipping that. It costs 3 cents to make a penny, but it costs 2.79 cents to make a nickel. So,
wow.
But the inflation would be ridiculous.
What you do?
I think if I'm poor then or I'm poor now, it really makes no difference.
Well, you need pennies as a denomination, because in a lot of stores, the final sale price is 97.
Mm. So, I say we get rid of odds altogether. It's just five. Just increments of five all the way.
But where's the spite? Like, I feel like there's something really nice about like a 99. You know what I mean?
$4.95.
No. No, because you have to have like something like $9.99, $9.99. You know what I mean? Like the 99. Like everything's always like the 9.99.
Yeah, or like 69.69. You know.
You know.
But nice.
One of them like that. Yeah, true.
Please, nobody send this to my husband, okay? He doesn't know, and he shall never know about this.
Don't even publish it.
Just for us.
I think there's something with investing that you can buy in fractions of a penny. So I don't know how that works.
Well, we don't have to make it like made out. Like, we can make a penny. Like, a penny can be made any. Listen, we keep. Why have the nickel, though? Like, everybody has so much beef with the penny. Like, why the nickel? Chase, looking at you, why the nickel?
Yeah, I'm pro nickel, dude. Everything's just 5 cents. I don't have to do math as much. Just buy five.
I don't like...
Wait, so you're telling me you like to count by fives and not by ones, Chase?
Yeah, it's way easier.
One, two, three, four. You gotta do like five, ten.
Yeah, but you start giving me like a 68 plus 47 plus 44, and it's like, no. Just 55. Yeah,
increments of five on a year. Chase is right.
But like, when was the last time you had to like add up items? You just go to like the thing at the Meijer and it adds it for you.
See, you're just letting technology dictate your life, man, not me.
You're out there with a Texas Instrument calculator trying to get like.
I'm doing it in here, dude, every time.
I would like to be on Chase's side and vote against keeping the penny.
Yeah. Well, this wasn't a vote. It was an idea.
Yeah. No, turn against Scott, dude. Fuck Scott's dumb idea.
This is a democracy. All ideas become a vote.
I think the existence of the penny is symbolic of how our society refuses to evolve.
Even though
the nickel's not. The nickel has been around so long. Shelpa, where do you stand on this? You've been quiet.
I don't like any coins. No coins.
All right, big bills. Get it. San Fran money. Paying $29 for a drink that gives you HPV. We all have those luxuries, okay? About PBR using 99 cents every time.
Here's where pennies annoy me. If I'm parking at a parking meter, so I have my little thing of change that I keep in the middle part of the car, like the seat, the armrest. And I pull that out and I have to sift through all the pennies to get to the bigger coins. Some of the parking meters won't even take pennies.
Yep.
And after a while, it starts to just accumulate pennies. So over time, you have to dig longer and longer to get to the actual usable change.
I only park where the machine takes credit cards, so I don't understand these issues.
You live in the future.
Ain't she got a good credit?
Yeah, we got those two out here. We're all ahead of the curve here.
I hate it. I hate all the stupid parking meters where you have to have an app or you have to figure out how to use it.
Really? You'd rather walk out to it?
I'd rather have the coins. Yeah. I don't want to have to install some fucking app. Or like Royal Oak, I went to the Comedy Castle. I couldn't figure out how to use the machine. It turned out the machine was for the street parking, not the lot parking. I had to walk all the way to the other side of the lot to pay for my spot because it was a different machine. And it's just fucking pain in the ass to learn how to use something. I just want to park.
Parking should be free, dude. That's my investment.
Thank you. Why do I have to give you money just to stop moving? That seems ridiculous.
And I want to show up 2 minutes before the event. And I don't want to have to freak out because I don't know how to park.
And so Nickel's going to make that easier?
Yeah. Yeah, if there's just a set way to do it. I don't have to try to figure something out. I stick my coins in and be done with it.
See, but like, say it runs out, you got to run back out to the meter and put more coins in it. But if you have the app, you inside, you could just pay it. And just keep watching your cousins get married or whatever you guys, like, whatever event you're at. Like,
hey, but you know, Royal Oak is so messed up, you can't even extend your parking. Near the Comedy Castle, after 2 hours, you have to move it. Even if you're a minute late, you get a ticket. You cannot extend it.
That sounds like a trap. That's a setup.
The one thing I like about Royal Oak is that the ticket's only like $15. So sure, they'll ticket you every time your parking goes over, but it's not like $100 ticket. Last time I got a ticket there anyway, it was only like $15.
I got a ticket in Canada the other day, and it was $75 for my first offense.
So you're not going back to Canada, I guess.
This is what you get for leaving American soil, Scott. You brought it all over.
Hey, dude.
For what? Poutine?
Okay. Yeah.
Become an overseas fugitive.
I thought you were Canadian for some reason. You don't sound Canadian, but...
I'm a Youper. We're halfway there.
Yeah, so you don't...
The light skins of Canadians.
That's right, eh?
Yeah, Canadian pennies are annoying.
Well...
Another reason for that pennies are annoying, because some of them are Canadian.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Drake, I probably would have never even liked Canada. Say, thanks to Degrassi... I gave Canada a chance, and I don't regret it. You know,
I'm not even sure what Canadian nickels, and they don't even look the same, do they? They're like totally
Canadian
dollar
bills on me.
He's pulling money out now. Canadian money. So educational.
It's like see through. Like, look at that.
Wow, that's beautiful. Who's that dude?
I don't know.
I bet you Canada gets rid of the penny before we do because they're more competent in government and they evolve better than we do.
All right.
Sir Wilfrid Laurier. He's one of the prime ministers there.
They tell that to my mans in blackface. So, we've evolved. This is our true form.
We start with a penny, then we move on to civil rights. But we got to do the penny first.
Another order of operations thing. You got to get to one before you can get to the other.
We got
to
have our priorities straight.
Well... I'm glad we had a conversation about that.
Scott, isn't New Way Bar wondering where you are? They might send out a search party.
I'm going to bed. Are you kidding me? I'm going to play that. Like, I'm so, like, it's a fun room, but, like, we're not. And honestly, you know, if you all would have agreed on me on the nickel idea, like, I would be like, you know what? I'm so peppy. I'm going to go do 7 minutes right now.
I crushed Scott's spirit. He would go, but then he just wouldn't laugh.
So I'm going to go spend some pennies at Meijer and then go to bed.
You're going to sit on the horse? Does that still take pennies?
Yeah, that's right. I will put 25 to 50 pennies in that damn horse just to get it going so I can giddy up for in the Mari parking lot over in Allen Park. I'm so tired of this. I come here in good faith with my nickel argument and you all turn me down so quickly.
Well, we can wrap it up. Anybody have any shows or podcasts or anything that they want to plug?
Just follow me at Skinny Fat Dude 1 on everything. That's always the name.
I'm Chase Richard. I'm Chase Richard at the bottom, as you see, and just Dog Comics Productions. We've got a lot of fun sketches that we do.
You can see my name on here on the screen. I have like a shit ton of shows in April, so come watch me in Michigan.
Okay, allergy_probs, and then I will be at the Comedy Rumble on the 4th, and then hosting at the Independent for a double feature recording on the 13th.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.